Thank you to Pelgrane Press for granting permission to use the Swords of the Serpentine setting and the Eversync name for this actual play. Welcome to Blades of Eversync, our story-heavy, rules-light, gumshoe actual play. And now, your GM, Wes Otis.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Blades of Eversync, Episode 4. We have some players. Let's start off with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint / Saint Spider, and I will be playing Ilaria, the morose but very, very team-building sorceress. We're together, everyone. Yeah.
Michelle?
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Harold Sorin, the cleric with the mostess. I don't know. That's all I got.
Jay?
Hi, everybody. It's Jay Holtham here, and I am playing Apgar called the Raven, and I am the most dashing, most attractive, most charming member of the group. Also the most modest.
Being humble is important.
It is.
Pooja?
Hi, I am Pooja playing Jaya, sister to Apgar, and basically everything that he is, but better.
So the last time that we got together, you guys had a pesky small statue that you needed to get rid of that had a sorcerer's spirit connected to it, and you took it out to the Swan's Vault to get rid of it, where a lot of these statues end up. By the time you got there, you had fought some gator people, and Apgar had avoided being taken over by the sorcerer.
Mm-hmm. Avoided. I would like that noted. Avoided.
Thanks to some fancy leech work.
Thanks to some leech work.
There was an assist at the end.
I'm known for my leech work.
You guys got out to one of the islands. You decided to smash it. You put a shit ton of points into it, and you caused a huge explosion that literally pushed back a bunch of fog from the island and almost killed your guide, Nadia, who is now a friend among the commoners that you can call upon if you need for assistance for things that fall under her skill set as a guide and a sailor. At the end of the day, three of you ended up at the Golden Dragon, one of the more posh places, hence the word gold, in Harbor's Reach. You took baths, you each have your own room, while Harold Sorin went to a local church / monastery and got some new clothes himself. At the very end of the night, you guys had all drank quite a bit and were going to sleep when Jaya woke up to a figure in her window holding the statue that she had just stolen like a night ago in his hands. It was a former lover, Darius. He said a few words indicating that he missed her and that he was very sorry for having to do what he had to do, but work was work. And then he disappeared out the window. So we're going to pick up right there. Apgar, you are about to go to sleep. You've had a few drinks.
Yes.
And there's a knock on your door.
Can I ignore it?
If you would like.
I would like to ignore it.
Okay. So do you go to sleep?
Yeah. I just turn right over, pull the blanket over my head. I have done enough for the day. My day is done.
Okay. Then we'll jump back over to Jaya. Jaya, what do you want to do?
I am going to leap out of the window after Darius.
So you go after Darius. Okay. You go over and you leap out and you're kind of looking around and you see nothing. You can only smell the subtle scent of very expensive perfume on the wind.
Oh, the memories. From a better time in life.
There's a dagger in the window frame with a little note.
Okay. I'm going to take the dagger out, take the note, and come back towards, whatever light is on in the room still. Or it lights something, I guess. So he's about to go to sleep.
Okay. And it just says, "My love, it's always good to see you." And then there's a impression of lipstick on the bottom of where he kissed the note.
I'm going to fold up the note and place it inside the pocket of fabric, like the old fabric I carry in my pocket.
Okay.
Take a moment and just take a deep slug out of my ebony flask and fall back into bed.
Oh, the toughest of flasks.
So, Apgar, about 7 in the morning, whenever the sun makes its way through the window, you wake up and there's a figure laying next to you asleep.
Well.
I sit up and I go, "Well, hello."
Darius turns around and looks at you and says, "It's very rude to keep your door shut when I've knocked on it so nicely. Your former lover that you haven't seen in so long lying next to you."
"Well, if I'd known it was you, I would have opened the door."
"Well, I was in the neighborhood. I had some work to do, and I figured I would stop by and say hello."
"And apparently you just let yourself in."
"I know you like that. Surprises and..."
Sometimes.
How's your sister doing?"
"You should probably ask her."
"Well, I haven't seen her in a while. Anyway, would you like to get a breakfast or something?"
"I'd like to know what you're doing here."
"Like I said, I was in the area for some work and..."
"Darius."
"Yes."
"Come on now."
"Well, I missed you."
"Darius."
"I did."
"Come on now." I don't mind finding you here in my bed, and if you would like to entertain ourselves, great. But breakfast, really, what do you want?"
"Well, then let's just entertain ourselves. And we'll jump over to Ilaria, who had a nice night of restful sleep."
"I'm just really needed that. Wow."
"When you sleep, it's the only time that your spirit doesn't just talk at you a lot. And so there's a brief 5 to 10 minutes when you wake up that the spirit isn't really in your brain, and you have your own space for that time period.
It crosses my mind that we have no idea what vault that key goes to. And with the clarity of from being rested and without chatter, this is starting to really worry me. So I want to think about this symbol I've seen, and can I use forgotten lore to see if it's any chance I recognize it from something?
Absolutely. You take the morning to really study this vault key, and you figure one of two things. It looks like it's one key of three. There are markings on it that make it seem like there are some kind of attachments, probably keys similar to this, that attach to this key that you need to use for whatever vault this is used for. You also figure that it is probably a vault key of the church. It has some of the gilding on it and the markings, and you're figuring that it's probably from the temple market. Maybe the main haven, which Haven's a huge church over there. It's very possible that it lead to one of the vaults somewhere in Haven.
Okay. That makes me really worried, since those anyone from the church, except for Harold Soren, is usually able to sniff me out pretty quickly, probably because I smell. But if we need to go to the temple market, I'm going to need to talk to Soren about this for sure.
Okay. You know where he went. He did tell you guys that he was heading over to a local church to get cleaned up, if you want to head over there.
I want to head over there, but I'm definitely nervous about going on my own, especially because I can feel the chatter starting to pick up again. I'm going to be distracted for the rest of the day.
Oh, that was a good sleep. Oh, I don't really sleep, but, you know, just good rest and... What are we doing today?
Can we just go back?
Do we get coffee yet? Is there coffee?
For me only. For me.
I can live through you in a way. I mean, I remember coffee.
If I can separate this caffeine from you, I would do it so fully. Please, like 2 more minutes in the abyss.
A place like this has to have a continental breakfast. I mean, come on.
We honestly we're struggling. So. I could only afford the room. That's why I'm in these like horrible torn up clothes. Still,
one pastry. I mean, really. Ask your friends. Go ask Apgar for a little coin so that you can enjoy a Danish and a coffee. Oh,
well, Jaya.
Oh, my back.
Really, your back? Oh my god.
I can pretend to have a back.
just internal screaming. Just internal screaming as the day starts. Though I am thinking, it's got a point. Perhaps I can convince Jaya to give me a little pity pastry or something.
A pity pastry.
She has way more money than me, and I know she does.
Okay, so you want to go up and knock on Jaya's door?
Yes, see what's up.
As you're opening the door, Jaya, standing there is Ilaria, and then you hear your brother's door open, and you see Darius walk out and just kind of wave at you from your brother's room. And then he walks down and he looks quite disheveled, not like he looked when he left your window sill not long ago, and disappears down the steps. And then the door closes behind him. Your brother has not come out yet.
Maybe I should come back later.
I just push past. Aww. Like, it's like you're not even there.
Okay.
We're going to do a flashback real quick. 5 years ago, you're both dating him without knowing that you're both dating him. He ended up betraying both of you and stole a good amount of wealth, but he is very attractive and very interesting, and he's that bad relationship that is so much fun to dive into. And he told you both that he was dating you both at the same time on a rooftop before leaving you penniless 5 years ago. And every once in a while, he pops back into your lives a wrecking ball, as it were, causing mass problems. That's a little background for you guys.
Right.
What a charming sociopath.
Yep.
Basically, yep.
I mean,
very and attractive. Yeah. Very attractive. I'm very good in bed. So right. Trade-offs.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta lock up your valuables and dive right in.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
And another thing is that this also has led to some of the issues going on between brother and sister, because you guys are always trying to one-up each other, and he knows that, and he pushes your guys' button, like coming out of the door when he hears Jaya's door open and walking away, letting her know that he was there in his brother's room the whole time. Anyway, so you push past Ilaria.
My stomach grumbles as I watch her go.
I am going to go straight into Apgar's room.
Okay. Apgar, what are you doing right now?
I am reclining. I would be smoking a cigarette if I smoked.
Yeah.
I am at peace and at ease with the world. I have slept. I have enjoyed myself. Listen, I know Darius wanted something, but whatever he wanted, he did not get it from me, so I'm fine.
Well, he got something from you.
He got something from me. But he's not taking any of my valuables or things, so I could care less.
Right.
I am going to search his room to see if Darius stashed the statue here.
Neither. Oh, I will not be allowing that. Jaya, you can leave. Thank you. This is my room. I don't.
I mean, you know how it is with him. He took something from me last night directly before he came to you.
Whose fault is that? And how do I know that? How do you even know it was directly before? I don't know.
Because I know him. Brother,
sister,
lest you forget.
We all know Darius.
I mean, true. The entire town knows Darius.
Exactly.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how I know how he operates.
Why would he leave it in here? This would be the first place you'd look. He made a show of leaving while you were in the hallway. Yes.
That could have just been so I could watch him go.
Rather than, and it is fun to do that, but rather than chase him down, you've let him get away to come in here.
Who do you think I am that I'm going to chase someone down the hall in broad ass daylight and abase myself that way. Never. Never.
Can't believe we're related.
I mean, we do have the same taste.
We do. That is true. Fine, fine. If you want to look, look. But don't take any of my things, sticky fingers.
What would I want of yours anyway?
Any number of things. There are things in here. You don't know everything that I have. You don't need to know.
Trust me, I don't want to know about any of that.
You, oh God.
So Jaya, do you do a walk around?
I do. I do a skullduggery.
Okay. So you look around and yep, there's a note not very far from the wash basin. And it just says, please don't fight you two. I love you both.
I burned that one.
Are you satisfied? Can you leave so I can put on some clothes?
Yes, yes. I'll see you in however many hours it takes you to get ready.
A proper amount of time. Poor Ilaria has been sitting in that hall, just mortified this whole time.
Wait, who? What?
Jaya didn't shut the door when she walked into your room.
Oh, so of course it's not. All of us all in.
I'm just like walking backwards, like, oh, we'll eat a rat or something, whatever.
Ilaria's been in the hallway this whole time, so go find out what she wants, and I will join you presently.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Your spirit says to you, Ilaria,
wow, that's a fun relationship. Look, she's coming out. Come on, talk to her about the pastries.
I'm not even that hungry anymore.
Look, this embarrassment diet isn't helping you or me out at all.
It's just they put my own family issues to shame, honestly. I was just disowned straight up. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm kind of happy I'm a virgin. All right. I don't get... Maybe
let's just try to get the pastries at this point.
So Jaya, you come back out.
Do I know? Do I? Nope.
Oh, so you're just gonna stay there?
I'm just gonna leave Abgar's room because, like, I saw that when we were kids. I never need to see it again. And but I am just gonna leave the door open and go back to my room and shut the door. Okay. Oh, once again, right. Like completely bypassing Ilaria, like she is not there.
Well, there goes our pastries. Damn it!
Let's just go look in the sewer.
Let's go talk to Soren. Maybe he's got some food.
That's probably a better source of healthy food.
Yeah, probably.
Ilaria, you make your way over. It's not very far. And during the day, there's a lot of people out. As you're walking by, you hear people talking about weird attacks happening in the Tangle. The Tangle is pretty much the slums, one of the worst places in all of Eversink, and it is known for its violence. It is not as bad as Sag Harbor, but it is pretty bad. When you hear a few people say, oh, well, there's been these attacks in the Tangle, at first you don't think much about it, but then the persistency of it coming up as you're making your way through the crowded harbor approach streets makes you wonder just what's going on. You hear the word feral pig every once in a while, which is disconcerting. By the time you get to the monastery, how do you want to approach this? Because you're not well liked by a lot of the people at the church. How do you get to Harold Soren?
So I have my cloak on that's kind of just hiding me generally. It's not as if I'm like a Grim Reaper, but you can't see exactly like my hair color, exactly like what the face looks like. So hidden, but I'm aware that it's not the nicest looking stuff. And so I either have to go in disguised as a commoner in some way.
I think that would be a stealth because you're trying to hide yourself. So maybe a stealth roll.
Yeah. And I have 4 stealth.
Okay. How much would you like to spend?
Before she spends any points, I had an idea of where I would be.
Okay.
I'm around like the side where the monastery kitchens are, and we're giving out food for our pastries for the poor program.
Sure, we can say that's very serendipitous.
Yeah, but as soon as she walks up, we run out.
We're going to pass out at this rate. But I kind of maybe want that at this point. Okay.
I'll say that because they're outside serving to commoners, because you're not entering the place, you're able to go through the line and then let Harold Soren know that you're there, and you guys can meet up wherever you guys want to. And then tell me what that conversation is.
Did we run out of pastry or did I get one?
Well, you got some food, but you didn't get pastry. You got like some bread and some porridge, you know.
You're filled, but your spirit's like, God, you know, one like, apple strudel is not hard, people.
You gotta get here early for the strudel, man.
I've got champagne taste on a rat budget.
Can Soren just talk to my spirit at this point, since you have spirit sight anyway?
So after getting through the line and nibbling on my bread, it's like, Harold, I've realized something about that symbol. We have to talk. Is there anywhere safe to do that?
Yeah, and I kind of lead her towards, I don't know, just a place away from the monastery.
The back or whatever. Yeah. Two doors down. Okay, so you guys find a safe spot to talk.
And I share with the Herald the vault key, how it looks like it's one of three, possibly, based on the symbols, and that what we're looking for, what the keys go to, are probably in either the Temple Market or in Haven. So we're close to something.
Now that she's mentioning that there are two other keys that go together with this, would I have seen a similar key somewhere? I have laws and traditions.
Okay, so you don't have to spend a point to know what the key is, just like she was able to figure it out with her lore. But if you wanted to actually spend your investigation points of laws and traditions to know more about this particular clue, you can. How many points would you like to actually spend?
Let me go ahead and just spend two so that I can get as much as I can.
So, you know, there are two vaults that are strictly guarded below Haven in the Temple Market that require a complex key. It is believed that each of the keys are held by somebody in the Triskaidane. The Triskaidane is a secretive organization that runs the city. They change members every 13 years, and they are made up of members from all different walks of life throughout Eversink. It is believed that Denari blesses them to rule over the city, and their laws and edicts come out through messengers. You know that it's very possible that if this sorcerer has this particular key, that there it might be a sorcerer who is also on the board of the governors right now, who might even be hiding. You also know that there is a lot of Denari priests, the local fervor for Denari has been up. There has been more inquisitions, which no one was expecting. I can't pass it by.
Never, never.
There's a lot of religious fervor going on right now, and a lot of people believe that's because the Triskaidane are controlled by a majority of church members. So if there is a sorcerer, he or she is probably not known. They're hiding in plain sight. And it does make you think that there's a possibility that they're trying to get these keys together for some reason to get into that vault. But you have no idea what's in that vault.
Okay. And it changes every how many years?
13.
And how many members are there?
Well, you don't know, because it is a secretive society, so they never, like, hey, we've got 15 people. What do you want to do, Soren and Ilaria?
I'm digesting this information. It seems very, very ominous.
And porridge.
I'm not sure what to do here, because this seems like thousands of times more dangerous than smashing an ancient statue, and that already terrified the crap out of me.
Yeah, this is very high level, very high level, and can get a little scary if we're not careful.
And you have no idea what could possibly be in these vaults at all?
No. I mean, it could be anything from ancient magic that's been locked away to, I mean, it wouldn't be just money. Nobody would you know, they, yes, they'd secure their money, but not this secretively. So it's got to be something powerful.
I'm almost tempted to go back to the Swan Vault Island and throw the key over there. Just being completely honest, I'm no Apgar the Raven, but I'd chuck it. This is
you're calling him the Raven now because I
Apgar called the Raven.
Who calls him the Raven? That's what I want to know. Who calls him the Raven?
Hashtag cool.
I just wanted to be more, you know, supportive and respectful. Just, even though he's not here, I feel like he knew that I said that.
I did.
Listen, tell him we have bigger fish to fry right now. I mean, like obviously we need to figure out what's going on with this vault, but we're all broke now. So you guys spent all of your money. I mean, I know you're fine with eating rats, but I feel like you deserve better, you know?
I know this is somehow just to benefit you in the long way. Like, we all know how this works, but to be fair, if I die of starvation, then yeah, probably everything ends pretty quick for everybody. So you're not wrong. And also, can Soren hear my ghost with the spirit sight? I wasn't sure about that.
Only if he spends points.
Okay.
But do I know about the spirit?
You're getting a good idea that there's probably some spirit because you've seen her power and you know that it usually has to do with either a spirit or some serpentine magic, and you haven't seen any beyond the swamp magic. So you're thinking it's probably a ghost.
We can't just chuck the key onto the island. That's not an option because someone is looking for this key. Someone wants all the keys together.
You also know that there is the law of fiction, which will always bite you in the ass if you try to get rid of everything.
It's a quest item. You can't drop it from your inventory.
Your inventory.
It's in there.
Bound to your party now.
Yeah. It doesn't weigh anything, but it stays in your inventory.
Taking up the slot forever.
So the Triskaidane has the two other keys?
That's a theory.
Or they may be looking for the two other keys.
They may be looking for the other two keys.
And if there's a sorcerer in the Triskaidane, then how secure is anything with this island right now? You're right. We can't be throwing things. I am so tired of not being able to throw things, honestly. It's a curse of being a sorcerer. You just got to always blow stuff up, but in this case, I guess we have to find the other keys. You're right. We can't just let this go.
So, you know, you have this conversation. You're kind of at a point. Do you want to try to go back and reconnect with the sister and brother?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
All right.
As uncomfortable as it may be for a while, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me fill Soren, just so you know, something happened with, our other two party members. Can I just let him? I'm letting Soren know right now. Like,
not good. Yeah, there was.
Not good. Yeah.
She fills you in.
Yes. Jaya was acting terribly. It was really, really a shock to see.
Oh, please. When she said she saw something terrible, it was obviously your only partially covered form.
No one thinks that's terrible. And let me tell you, Darius did not think it was terrible last night, so...
Okay.
Darius will hit anything.
Clearly.
With a heartbeat.
Obviously.
Oh, my God.
So you guys get back together.
On the way back, I want to be looking at doorways and windows and architectural elements, seeing if I can find that symbol anywhere. Because it's kind of like hidden Mickeys. When you see one, you start finding them everywhere, you know?
No, you don't see any of those markings. But as you're going through, some of the town criers and start yelling out about these murders that are happening in the Tangle. And some are saying that monster pigs and feral boars are attacking citizens. Eversink has a lot of swans and boars. Swans because of Denari. Boars because, pig tastes good. So they're kind of everywhere. And the feral ones tend to stick to Sag Harbor and the Tangle. Other places, they're herded. Like, it's not odd to see somebody with 20 pigs coming down the street as they are being taken to market. But you do hear about that quite a bit, that there's something going on in the Tangle.
I'll mention to Soren, it's like, I noticed this pig thing as well. Didn't really think about it before, but it probably is something pretty bad if we're hearing about it this much.
Yeah, it's very odd. I mean, you know, there's the odd feral pig attack on occasion, but the fact that it's making, you know, news...
It's newsworthy pig attacks. So to answer your question about whether or not there's that lollipop symbol on any of the buildings, no, you don't see any of those symbols. And you guys get back together in the lobby of the Golden Dragon as you're checking out for the day. I'm sure that there's tension in the group at this point. Do you guys disseminate all the information that you came across to Apgar and Jaya?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So what do you guys want to do next?
I have the Triskaidane as one of my allies. So I'm wondering if I can combine that with my city secrets to contact someone about which vault this might be or who holds the other two keys, that kind of thing.
Okay. So you've got the Markanti and the Triskaidane, and then the ancient nobility is your enemy. Yeah, basically, you can reach out to... you won't actually talk to somebody who's in the Triskaidane face-to-face, but you can use a messenger and ask them a very pointed question about, this is the information I'm looking for, to get that information back from them. So what question do you want to ask? Knowing that the more that you ask, the less likely it is you'll get...
Yeah, I'm thinking that the... best solution, since we know people are going after the keys, but what if we just found the vault first? So I want to know where the vault is. Which vault is this that they're going after?
Okay, so you send off a messenger. While you're waiting for the messenger to get back, is there anything you guys want to do besides that?
I would love to maybe send a message to Nadia and to ask, as she's part of the commoner group, if she's heard anything about this pig stuff.
Well, that's easy enough because you guys are still in the same district, so that's relatively quick. According to her, the commoners are getting attacked by what they're describing as wereboars. They're half human, half boars, and they've been attacking more and more since the storm giant came up out of the water and attacked Harbor Approach. These boars started to appear as well. So that's the information you get from her. Harold Soren, is there anything you would like to do while we're... I mean, you basically got the information from spending your points.
Right. I think I want to also investigate the boar thing, but maybe look around like to see, is it magical? Is there any magic that's emanating from somewhere?
You guys would have to go down to the Tangle in order to do that. So let's see what Apgar wants to do, and then we'll go from there.
I mean, similarly, I'm looking at my allies, and I've got allies in the mercenaries.
Okay.
I was thinking, I put it out on the street that if anyone is looking for a certain key, that I might be interested in finding said key.
You do get a note back from the Temple Market area, and it's from, remember, a couple of nights ago, so much has happened when you helped the merchant who had won all the money.
I do.
Well, he has hired a more full-time bodyguard.
Smart.
After what went down. And that contact gets back to you and says that they believe that there is something wrong with the church in the Market Temple. There was a key that was stolen from Haven that's rumored to be part of the vault.
Oh, and do they know who stole it?
They do not, but they believe that the person has to still be in the area because it's the key to a vault that's in that particular region. So if you have part of the key, keep that to yourself.
Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm keeping it to myself, but I let it be known that I'm interested in said key, and if any more word about who stole it or their whereabouts comes up, I would love to have a chat with them.
Okay, so you guys have all this information, and it becomes evident, and this is what I love about Gumshoe, from all the different clues and everything. Obviously, there's a problem with the church in Temple Market that's tied to the vault key from the information that you got from there. Obviously, if they're werebores, there's probably a lot of sorcery or magic going into that. You don't really hear about werebores very often. So you figure that they're probably tied together from the clues that you're looking at. It's just a matter of, do you go to the Tangle or do you go to Temple Market?
I'm actually split.
Yeah, me too.
I really don't care about werebores.
No monster pigs? They don't tickle your fancy?
No, but there could be great wealth in a vault.
Yeah, the Tangle isn't known for its money.
Yeah, I am definitely more interested in the vault and the keys, because if it's something someone wants, then it's also something someone will pay things to get. So
true, very true.
Yeah, but should they get it? We don't know what's in there. Whatever it is could be very powerful.
And it doesn't mean that they necessarily get it.
Exactly.
It's something that one person wants. It's generally something that many people want.
Yes, and that other people will pay to get. But, you know, things happen.
Or to keep out of the hands of certain other people.
I'm going to give you and your brother a bonus point for leaning into Denari's blessing and commerce and capitalism, and you get a plus one. So you get an extra die the next time you roll something. So now, if you guys want to, you can split up or you can stay together, however you want to approach it.
Yeah, I don't think whatever's in the vault is something as pedestrian as money.
Nah. Yeah, I agree.
Once again, it doesn't have to be money to be turned into money.
Exactly. And it's not so much the vault itself that is the issue here. It is access to the vault, which I feel like would be best controlled by us.
The people that just blew the fog off the island.
Except for the point where you're like, it's not so much the vault itself. It's what's in the vault.
It could be what's in the vault, but I'm just saying, if we have all the keys, then we are kind of in charge of the situation. And if someone wants to pay us for things, they can pay us.
I have to be very honest. There's no way we're responsible enough to be doing any of that nonsense. I can barely control my own consciousness. I know you've all seen this. Let me just be vulnerable and say it. But there is no way something that secretive is just holding something to be sold. God, there's just no way. It's going to be more demon magic. We all know this.
Well, then we'll dispel it, and people will pay us for having dispelled it. I think I am with Jaya on this one. I think the temple is the way to go, and is the threat to follow. Werebores does sound unpleasant. Tasty, but unpleasant and not particularly profitable.
Well, my spirit did berate me about how poor I was, and that is kind of weighing on me.
You can't even afford a Danish. I mean,
nary a Danish.
Nary a Danish to be found anywhere. And I'm really tired of rat porridge or whatever the hell church is serving us. I know I don't eat, but your health is my health. And we need to eat better. Maybe get some sun.
I honestly believe our health being tied together. I believe that less and less every time we speak. I'll go for the vault because of my money guilt, but I am very sad that more commoners are going to get killed before we're done.
I say we go for the vault, but not for financial or whatever reasons, but because whatever is causing the werebores to appear, you have to hit the root of the problem. And I think this is the root of the problem.
Are you sure you're a priest of Denari?
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Like, you like prophet. You're a televangelist.
Oh, you're like anti-priest, anti-evangelist, anti-evangelist. I should
stop. Yeah, it's not that Soren is against profit. He is for profit. However, it's more about monetizing whatever is in the vault,
could be terribly dangerous. And I have a feeling it's something that might be hurtful to Denari herself if it's opened.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So you guys head to the temple market. So the market is broken up into streets and canals that flow everywhere. It makes commerce a lot easier. It is illegal to be a street vendor, but the City Watch cannot enforce that law very well. There are street tents everywhere of people selling lots of different things. And there are wonderful smells of food and spices that you haven't come across in Harbor Watch. You see, Apkar, a few of your fellow mercenaries guarding certain storefronts, and they kind of tip their hat to you as you're going by. And there are quite a few priests walking. Ilaria, you notice that one of these particular priests, they're not right. There's something wrong with them. They're walking around. They might look normal to everyone else, but something in the back of your skull is saying that one's not quite there.
Is it my demon literally saying that, or is it more of a feeling?
No, it's your gut. You're starting to find that as you're communed with your spirit, that you're starting to sense things easier that are magic-based as time goes on.
I feel like I earned that.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so can we describe the priest? Anything super noticeable about the way they're dressed?
They're dressed in the typical priest garb. I'm going to say, I say the word they because you're not really sure on gender. They're kind of presenting as neutral, and they seem like they're far off. Usually when you look at someone's eyes, you can kind of see the spark of their spirit. That's not the case in this point. They kind of look a bit dead inside as they're walking through the streets. They are surrounded by others that are exactly like them, showing as neutral gender-wise, and they're talking and everything else like they are acting like humans would act. But this particular one among them is not engaging in the same banter, and they seem far off. So yeah, that's what you notice.
Catch Soren's attention. Harold, do you sense anything off with the stoic one in the middle of that group? Quite pallid and kind of unfocused. Are you getting any of that?
I don't recognize them, but that's not saying much. But yeah, they look off.
I'm looking at my powers right now. I will leave it up to you, Soren.
I could actually call that one from the herd, as it were.
You know, murder him?
No. Yet. Not yet. Not in broad daylight. Once again, like, I don't see why people keep trying to get me to do things like where everyone else can see.
Jaya is a traditional gothic person. Everything's at night.
But also, murder. Let's not leap to murder. He might just be having a bad day.
What I was actually suggesting was that I could use sway with some scurrilous rumors.
Ah, that's
right. Yes.
The guy is, he's looking a little peaked. I happened to hear about, like, you know, the plague is making the rounds. There was this rat porridge earlier. Like, you know, you never know. And, like, it's highly contagious, not to mention the vomiting. And, the first symptoms were, like, kind of a glassy-eyed stare, getting a little pallid. You know, if you see anybody like that, you might want to just keep your distance a little bit, lest you get vomited on.
Soren, it's between rumors and not magic and sorcery and a little magic with spirit sight. Which way do you want to go?
Let's start by me just kind of going in, talking to people I know, and inching my way closer to this unknown priest. And if I can find someone who I know who's right next to him, then I'll use my spirit sight.
Okay, so you want to avoid both?
Yes.
And just do your own thing. Okay.
Just do my own thing.
This is the most dysfunctional group ever.
I'm trying to...
Which is fun.
To me, it's like, you know, why do the dollar plan when you can get away with the quarter plan? You know what I mean? Like,
that is very capitalist of you. I like it. So how are you going to approach this again?
I'm going to just kind of mix and mingle with the people that I know who are in this group, because I would know quite a few of them.
Okay.
And maneuver my way next to this priest.
Okay, so you have a point, obviously, in the church. So you know a few of them, and you're talking, and you get next to them. You're going to use your spirit sight. How many points are you going to use?
I'm going to go ahead and put 2 points into that.
You look at them pretty hard, trying to see in their eyes the spark of life. But instead, you find a hollow being. They're not dead or undead, but they are devoid of all spirit. There's nothing in them, meaning that a puppet master is probably pulling the strings somewhere. It looks at you suddenly as if it understands what you're trying to do, and it attacks you by trying to tackle you to the ground. And that's where we're going to stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks again, guys. That was a lot of fun. let's find out where everybody is. This time, let's start with Michelle, since I just attacked her.
I'm feeling attacked right now. you can find me on the socials at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find me guesting occasionally on other people's streams. And you can find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG and BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at L-A Daisy Girl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I Girl. And pretty much everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. In addition to here, you can find me on the Happy Jacks RPG podcast and stream, and occasionally on It's Probably Okay Games stream.
Hi, I'm Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, all one word. And you can also find me on Twitch at just twitch.tv/SaintSpider.
Hey, it's Jay. You can find me on all of the socials and all the old familiar places at Jay Holtham. You can also sometimes find me at Happy Jacks. You can sometimes find me on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel. You can also find me in various other spots and locales where finer goods and services are bought and procured.
And I am Wes. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. You can also find the website on Twitter. This is all Twitter. Twitter, at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can also find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 and then Sided Stories. If you want to give us a shout out, that would be very helpful, or a review, or join our Patreon where you get exclusive content and early access to. Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you guys so much for playing. It was a lot of fun, and we will talk to you the next time we're at the Blades of Eversink. Bye.
Bye.